There you go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh yeah, there you go, Kevin.
It's a simple and easy day, right? All we gotta do is go play fast. Just football, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. That's it. Hey, I'm in work mode right now. When I turn the hat over, it's trouble for you.
There you go. Cheating Kevin, what they call him. Oh, cheating Kevin.
Ready. Come on. Good. That's a turn. Good. Get that ball. Reach. Make sure I'm reaching, not just
Go. Come on. Quick. No cheating. Let's go. Let's go.
Ah, that's two push pass. Fly by. I need to leverage back on it. You with me, Woody? Good. Let's go.
Good. Huddle.
J-Rock, we got to take that false step out, big dog. Yeah, man. Come on. You'll be there that much faster. Oh, yeah. Let's go. That'll work, too. I see you, Buzz. That's good job. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how what I'm talking about right there. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Oh! It ain't open. It ain't open.
Boy, oh boy. Good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I know. I'm late as hell. I don't even want to talk about it. I am furious right now, but we got to push through. We got to power through because we got a jam-packed show for you tonight on this beautiful Champs Corner with Stephen Harris. Good to see all of you guys today. Be sure to smash the like button and subscribe. Breaking news, Coach John Summerall announced the starting quarterback for Florida Gators today. Aaron Filo will be taking the mound game one against FAU. We'll talk about that. Stephen Harris will provide some insight from the scrimmage that happened on Saturday. We'll talk about notes. We'll have ourselves a nice show. If you guys put super chats in the last video, I do apologize. I'm irate at the moment of what happened, and I don't even know what happened. So, without further ado, Stephen Harris joins us here on this beautiful Champs Corner. Evening, my man. Good to see you.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
How we doing, boss?
Man, feeling great, man. How you doing?
I am doing well. Well, I mean, I'm doing the best I can be with the technical difficulties that we had.
So you, man, you yeah. Sorry, guys. Yelling. Yeah, I was on CPT, but it wasn't supposed to be this bad.
Oh, yeah. This is white people.
I think we got hacked, guys. That's what happened. We got hacked, but you know, we gonna make it. If there's a will, there's a way, and we're making it happen.
I told you quit starting wars on the internet. That's what happens.
I ain't start nothing, man. I am the finisher, okay? I am not the author, but I'm sure the finisher.
I love it. Well, good to see you. We've been talking a lot over the last couple of days. We had a busy weekend, you and I. Obviously, you started on Saturday. Being boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I had an awesome opportunity to have dinner with the three Heismans of the Florida Gators. And that was a really cool event we could talk about later on. But let's dive into the juice. Let's talk about the big breaking news first. The elephant in the room, if you will.
Yeah.
And then we can transition into your time at the scrimmage. And then we'll go over kind of other things that Coach talked about today in his presser. Sure. Which also talk about the offensive line and who the starter will be for that. But obviously the first order of business here is, of course, Aaron Filo being named the starter. Is it surprising? I don't think it's surprising that he was named the starter, just given what we've heard over the last couple of pressers from Summerall. Mm-hmm. I think maybe some people might be a little surprised because of the last scrimmage that came out. Obviously, you said it, like, Tremel looked really good. But you also were pretty adamant that both guys looked good. It wasn't like it was
sure.
It was a massive difference, but you liked what you saw in Tremel, which we've heard that kind of throughout camp. The big thing that we have also heard that I have kind of alluded to a lot, which is why my belief was that Filo would be the ultimate starter early on, was just the grasp of everything and time in the saddle. Mm-hmm. I think we forget that Tremel, although very talented, very gifted, is still very young. And look, I think we see other freshman quarterbacks kind of starting across the league. I also think that we don't take into consideration we saw what happened with how the quarterbacks were managed with the last regime. So, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, yeah. but let's see, like, I mean, how do we know how things are truly being ran and how they were managed? And we know when Lagway was thrown into the mix, I would imagine all their focus was on getting him caught up. So for my sure. point to that is that although Tremel is going into his second year, I wouldn't be surprised that, and he still made leaps and bounds, but he was well beyond probably or behind than what most sophomore quarterback, just given his circumstance that for he sure. was rolling into.
Yeah. And I mean, we know this game will chew you up and spit you out if you're not ready. And in our situation, we got two young guys who haven't played a whole lot, but one has played more than the other and has familiarity with the system in which we're going to be operating. And I know they said when they got here, the system wouldn't be the exact same and you're going to adjust to the pieces that you have, but there's still some verbiage and things that you know your OC is looking for and certain coverages and stuff and still certain plays that are going to carry over. So, of course, you're going to have that advantage. And it's no knock to Tremel. Everybody knows the talent that's there in Tremel. And there's a curve to where you got to be up to par and learning all the plays so that the coach can utilize all of his playbook. You know what I mean? There may be some packages you put together and say, this week we're running this amount of plays and this is what we're taking from the playbook. But the playbook may have 100 and something plays in it. And in certain situations, I may want to be able to go to these things and I can cue the receiver to what he need to do, but I need the quarterback to know what to do in these certain packages or when he sees this certain defense. We can scheme things up on the sideline, but if I have somebody that I know knows the next thing that I want to try to do or more of this playbook, then you're probably going to feel more comfortable going with that hand. And not only that, they talked about just, you know, practice getting in and out of the plays. The guy is just more familiar with the system. I was Team Tremel, not saying like Team Tremel or bust, but I love the young man. I can see the arm talent, but if we're honest, none of us are there every day at practice. None of us. And even if you are there every day at practice, you're going to see the arm talent. And everybody's been reporting on that and saying the ball just zips and it looks good. Or zing, zing, zing. The ball looks good coming out. And I agree. And I believe he has tremendous, tremendous talent. But there's a level to being a quarterback and certain things you have to do that unless you're a quarterback yourself, unless you know the playbook they're trying to run, unless you're in the meeting room with them, you're not going to know what fell short. Like, for instance, in the scrimmage, the pass that I liked from Tremel, where he threw it across the field, he's like on the left hash, threw it across the field. It traveled maybe 15 yards deep, but it went to the right side of the field, maybe 30 yards in the air. And the guy caught him and turned the field, but coach said Kwamani should have had an interception on that play. Looking at it, if you're there, you're like, damn, this ball finna get picked off. But it had enough velocity and everything on it to get there, and he made the catch. It was like split second, or it would have been going six to the other way. But his arm talent was like, wow, he made that throw. But in that situation, he probably wasn't supposed to make that throw. Like, if he didn't have the arm talent, it's probably pick six going the other way. But another quarterback probably wouldn't have made that decision that fast. He probably would have looked for another route. But us not knowing what they're trying to get accomplished, not knowing what he's supposed to be reading and seeing from what they're telling him, will just be like, oh, man, that's a great throw. You know what I mean? His arm talent got it there, and it was the best throw ever. Yes, it looked great, but that's why the coach say putting the ball in bad situations or risky situations. I'm not sure the correct verbiage of how he used it, but those are just the little things that goes into making that decision that on the outside you don't see and you just take it from face value, but you don't know what's being taught to them and the progression they should be going through to make all of this stuff happen. Is the arm talent there? For sure. Is he picking up the playbook? For sure. Do you make risky throws like that in games? Yes, for sure. And when they come and turn out big, that's great. You know, but if there's room for teaching and you're trying to get them prepared, you're going to go with the guy that has a little bit more of that down pat. And there's no shot at Tremel. I've been one of his biggest supporters between our show. Not saying that you don't support him. We all gave our reasons why we believe things are going to happen. And you were spot on with your assessment coming from the system, knowing the playbook and all of that stuff, and just getting in and out of plays. And then coach goes in, he puts it all on the line and tells us that. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for Philo. I'm happy for the Gators. I'm happy we got two guys that were competing. And just because, like coach said, he going in for the first game of the year, he told him this is not a place for you to go hang your hat. Don't go sit on your throne. It's not over. We still got to get better every day, as I know Tramiel is going to continue to do to get better every day. And I'm sure he'll have his packages, like coach said, or his set of plays where he's practicing with the ones, because he has to stay ready, and he better be ready.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously this caused a little bit of an uproar for a half of the fan base, and there's people in the chat that are irritated about it. And that was kind of my thing.
For sure.
Look, like, I gave you my reasons, and I told you why I felt that Philo would be the starter. For people thinking that, like, hey, like, Tramiel is a better practicer or did better than this, I mean, you got to challenge yourself when you say those things, because none of us were there for every single practice. We've gotten clips and versions of what we think is happening. I think there's no takeaway that Tramiel has made strides, that he's doing the job properly. Again, the biggest factor, and John said it again, I guess we just continue to ignore that. And here's the kind of the crazy part is, like, we're like Team John, Team Buster, Team Troutwine, but now all of a sudden we're questioning yeah. all those things. So it's like, where is the line on that? Like, and I kind of get it, right? If, to be fair, like last year, you know, there was times where we felt that DJ shouldn't have had the starting job. Like Tramiel should have came in after 5 interceptions. Like, you should have been benched. And there was clearly an issue there with, you know, it didn't feel like they were playing the best guy, if you will. So I understand where that could be coming from, but that's why that regime is no longer here. So until this regime gives me reason to not believe in them, I don't see why we would think that this regime would walk out here. And again, people are going to believe what they want to believe. I'm over arguing about it. I've kind of stand 10 toes down on my opinion of how I think it's going to roll out. And up until this point, it's been accurate of what I've said. And I'm kind of proud, because I didn't buy into the hype. I didn't buy into just stuff. I kind of took a self evaluated from a separate perspective. I had this pick early on, and although the noise coming out of camp was obviously turnovers and whatnot, the biggest factor that I kept hearing that was being said also was just the understanding of the playbook, the movement of the offense. And for me, my eyes, and I said this in March, I was like, yeah, Tramiel had a great ball, but Aaron Philo looked like the better quarterback in that first half of the spring game. And even John said it. He was like, look, you'd ask me in March, it wasn't even close.
Mm.
And think about that. Think about that. A lot of people left the spring game of like, Tramiel's going to be the starter by the time the season starts. People saw that game or that scrimmage and felt a certain way. Yet John told us, he goes, if you would ask me that day, he goes, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
So
no.
That either tells you more about you, your eyesight, right? Or John is just a straight up liar. That's your only two alternatives. Yeah. I don't think it's the latter. I think John's just lying to us. But
no, and even in that, there's players on the team that are sitting in these meeting rooms. So when he's making these assessments and going out to the public and telling us, it's validated in the meeting rooms with the kids that are in there. They're hearing this and seeing this, and they have to see where he's at and making these assessments. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to go out there and say that. He can't be saying one thing to us in the public and then going into the meeting rooms with the team and they don't feel that he's justified in what he's saying by what's been put on tape. That would be idiotic for him to do that, and you're trying to keep the locker room together. But also, and Tramiel, for him being under the last regime, our starter quarterback being hurt, Tramiel took most, if not all, of the reps as if DJ wasn't going to be available and we have to have somebody ready. So his familiarity with learning Billy's system.
He took a long time to win that job, remember? Because
he had to become the number two quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but even in that and learning that system is not as complex as I believe our OC system to be currently today. We seen what they were using. People picked us apart because they knew what we were doing. So I got to imagine that it wasn't hard for him to grasp that. So for us pushing, saying, hey, we think that he should play in front of the Lagway because of the missed times and all of that. And then when he got in the game, he looked more natural as a quarterback than Lagway. He looked more polished in his footwork and all of that stuff. So that's a tribute to him and his preparedness and being ready. But we're asking him to learn a whole new system when they brought in the guy that's already ready to get this thing burning. like the receivers run routes. The quarterback has 1,000 checks, things they have to mark off and do all this. So it's easier for the receiver to learn the playbook and just run their routes and worry about catching the ball versus the quarterback who has to think through all these different things. And so if you got the receivers that are up to date on the playbook and you got a quarterback who knows a little more than the other one, and if it's not that much separation, you're going to go with that guy. And but that's not to say he's not going to get a chance to play or that he's not where he needs to be. He just got to, he has to get this system down packed. And once he does, it would have been a different outcome. No one said from a talent standpoint that he couldn't be the guy. He just.
Here's my thing. He also made it very clear. John did. And it's weird. Like, we should be rejoiced. Like, I'm very excited that the quarterback.
For sure.
Because although I'm excited. I was fully accepted of walking into game one and two with there being a rotation and us not knowing, I said I wanted more of an offensive line to be settled by game one. Us having a quarterback settled by game one is just as important because now we can have some consistency heading into week one and at least have a base. Now, could that base change? And that's what he said. He goes, look, this isn't like, hey, you're the starter. There was no rejoice. There wasn't like there was a party. But we need to make – we're going to take a direction.
I'll give you more facts to back that up too.
Yeah, for the next 2 weeks, this is how we're going to attack these 2 weeks because we can't play a pick-pack paddywhack for these 2 weeks.
Yes, no.
I know this is our guy. He's far enough ahead. You haven't surpassed him, Jamel. You had the last 4 weeks, you haven't surpassed him. Does that mean, hey, in the little snaps that you get, can you start to show us and maybe we start giving you some more? Absolutely. Yeah. And if Philo goes out there and lays an egg, for everybody that is like on this train that it has to be Tremel, which again, look in versus looking out before you do any of that, because that is asinine. Like, to me at this point, there's no point even having a conversation with those people that are just looking like, this was already planned pre-made. This is ignorant. Like, that's cool. Like, that's where your head's at. Like, we're not going to, we can't have a nice, healthy dialogue about this.
Correct.
I'm for having a directive. Like, hey, if you feel Tremel still better, that's cool. We can talk about it. But if you feel that it's this, there is no conversation. So my point of it is, if you are Team Tremel, he's sitting right there waiting. The moment Philo has any kind of multiple hiccups in a row, that's where if we don't make the pool, if he throws 5 interceptions and he's going to get pulled, then yeah, I'd be like, what are we doing? Then you ask the question.
Yeah.
But how I look at it is like, Philo's string is as short as it ever could be. All the pressure is going to be on him. Tremel's kind of just waiting to just be him. So it's really set up to figure out what you have in Philo and for Tremel to kind of take the pressure, like, hey, settle back, slow down a little bit. Here's where you stand right now. Figure your shit out and let's keep moving.
I mean, it's just understood if you play football, we have to name a starter, right? And if Tremel is better, it has nothing to do with can he play quarterback or his arm talent. You know what I mean? You have to learn systems. And you got guys and seniors and other positions on this team that's trying to further their career. We want somebody that knows this system so they can operate as efficiently as they possibly can. But to further prove that, I know it was a battle for sure. But I know that Philo probably still had the edge going until the last scrimmage. But coach still chose to give Jones the shot and go out there with the ones to do his thing. So it should be no confusion of if it was a real battle or if they already knew who they were going to play. You got to get your team prepared to play for the season. We're going into our last scrimmage, and you bring Tremel out there as the number one guy with the starters. So you're evaluating. You're giving him more time to get himself together. Even if they probably feel like Fowler's going to be the guy, I still need to get this guy prepared to take over. But we believe in him that much. Because if you didn't, there's no reason why you trot him out there with the ones, knowing that Philo is going to be your guy. You would give Philo all the experience you believe he needs going into the season already. But they highly believe in Tremel. They have to, for the amount of reps that he's been getting.
Yeah.
But now you're going into the game week or preparing, and he wants his team to prepare as if it's game week this week. Even though game week isn't to next week, he want to run through this whole week adds as a mock game week. Some people are playing this weekend. We have the luxury not to be playing on week zero. So we're doing a mock week. And so he made the announcement right going into the week, and which I felt was awesome for him to do that. But that's not saying coming into the second week that Tremel may not go out there and be the starter. But you have to name somebody now.
Yeah, I'm happy about the name of the starter. Like I said, I was fully accepting to go into week one and two, which I was like, look, it is what it is. If that's the case, then we're
yeah, I didn't want to do that. I wasn't
a fan of it. Again, nope. And let's transition because I mean we've talked about this quarterback world for forever, and it's been settled, like it's done with. And I, to me, like me and Cody had a bet, and I don't feel like I've won my bet yet, right? Because I said by week three, because I do believe that this thing is still somewhat kind of cracked open. And although I think Philo might lead into week three, and I'm willing to even change the bet because of my trust and my belief how this team is going to run after week three, because now that it's been called, unless Philo has just an atrocity at these two games, which if he does, I would be shocked. If he does, then yeah, when I was way off the buck, and then it is what it is. We figure it out.
If he's not playing horrible, there's no need to sit him.
That's what I'm saying. So he's probably going to be a starter for week three, which was kind of the bet that me and Cody made. I'm willing to kind of move it to make it fun of like who's the starter for week four, because that's where we're going to figure out if Philo is genuinely the dude, right? Like he's going to earn the rep to be the guy going into week four based on that game. But the thing that I was high on, and even so I talked to John last night at the event, Coach John, and I went up to him. I was like, hey, Coach, just a quick question. Who's the starting quarterback? And he laughed, but he was like, look, man, he's like, both those guys, he's like, we could go win with both of them. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm fired up about it. And then he even said it today. We can kind of transition because this one I'm fired by is like the offensive line was exceptional, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Like let's talk about what's got us kind of spitting some nasties here. We got 730 strong. We got to smash the like button, get up after it really quick.
For sure.
But that's what he said had him fired up, which I'm very glad that he was very optimistic about it. And he even said, because I was like, well, maybe the defensive line was asked, maybe they did these things. He's like, look, I went back and watched the film. He's like, it wasn't like the D line played bad. The O line just played the best that I've seen them. It was hard for me to be mad, he said, because of how well they played. I was like, hell yeah. Like, as Gator fans, we should be excited to hear that. Now, I had a prediction or a projection, if you will. Bryce Love at left tackle. Some people are kind of scratching their head, like, what's going on? I've been screwing up his height. He's 6'5", not 6'8". That's on me. But I've been saying his name for the last couple of days. So, again, another name that I've been very high on that – Bryce Lovett is a dude. And here's what's kind of funny, right? Because we started this narrative for Bryce Lovett. The reason I started talking about it out loud was Bryce has all the physical features. He said this 2 weeks ago in a presser on last Monday, Coach John Summerall did. He didn't really come out and say that, hey, he's kind of like a, you know, in between the pink things, he can be kind of a puss sometimes. But mm-hmm. I've been saying that because that's kind of what I was hearing is like, it's just like he kind of quits on it when things don't go his way. Apparently that was loud. I'm not saying he heard us, but I think John probably made that an emphasis. And it's worked because he's like, dude, he's like Bryce Love. He goes on that first drive, which again, everyone's like, oh, Tramiel led him down the field and drove them. He's like, there was one pass. He's like, the rest of that was the Jaden Ball and Bryce Lovett show.
And
people think that's him just trying to like discount it. Tramiel is like, I think he's just trying to be as like transparent as possible. Of like, here's what actually happened. Yes, this great throw happened. But let's not take away what carried us down that football field.
Yeah.
Which is what's going to win this football game.
Yeah, you got to get to the nuts and bolts, for sure.
And can we give it to the best room in the damn country, that running back room, to run the ball? I had a little bit of squeak there because I'm fired up. But that's what he was juiced about. And I was like, yep, hello. This is what I've been screaming. I was like, I don't need – and I've said, I was like, we need a good quarterback. Let's not be ignorant about it. But if nothing else works, it don't matter who you put back there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad there is some consistency now on this line. There's a lot of seniority, which I'm a fan of. I spoke about that a couple of days ago. Bryce Lovett's a guy that has been switched around from right guard, right tackle. So him going to left, I have my concerns. I have my question marks. That is a massive jump. And you saw him live, so I'll let you go in just a minute.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Everything in the middle I feel very sound about. Again, you never know how it's going to translate, but I'm very sound about that. And then Amika at right tackle, that's going to be a liability. He's very young. I think there's going to be some growing pains there, but you got Caden Jones that you can rotate with. He's a 6'8" monster. Another one you're like, can you lock the F in, right? Like, what are we doing here? So I feel like we have some nice stability on the offensive line, and Coach felt very comfortable about it too, which has me fired up.
Yeah, listen, man. When I saw 53, I didn't even know his name at the time, but just from being out there watching him from that first drive, I was like, who is number 53 on our offensive line? Because I'm out there trying to look at the position that we –
you gave yourself up as my source, Steve.
I just needed to know who was 53 because this man, he was physical. His technique was sound. And he looked great doing it. He was energetic. The play coach mentioned in the run game, man, the guy came off the ball, he driving people and finishing blocks down the field, he getting up aggressive. All the energy. I said, ooh, who is this guy? He just looked amazing. His movement, he looked strong and lean. His kick step was great, man. He played some fantastic football in this scrimmage, and he jumped out to me. And so credit to Coach Troutwine and the guys, Coach Summerall, for getting these guys to buy in, because when I was watching it, these guys were playing very, very solid. Now, I'm not getting into too much scheme. The inside guys, the defensive line and stuff were doing their thing. You know what I mean? The ball might not have been coming straight at them, so they couldn't make a lot of plays. But as far as their tenacity, getting off the ball, hitting blockers and stuff like that, they were doing it. But this offensive line is definitely coming together, brother. They were opening holes. And for our backfield, we've seen ball torch a lot of guys, brother. So it's not no surprise. I mean, we've seen people in the backfield, and he still makes something out of nothing. So if you give him a little bit, he's going to be able to make a lot out of it. And what they gave allowed them to show why we have an elite backfield, and it's not just a one-man show, and that Bach can get some rest. You know what I mean? He can preserve himself and not have to feel like he has to carry the load forever. He awesome. Can be fresh and mid-third quarter going into the fourth because he got some blow from some other guys. So those guys were doing a great job of opening up just enough hole for those guys to make plays. And I tell you what, Pryor.
Hey, I've been trying to tell you all that all off season that because of what he did at Cincinnati, we've seen how we think Buster will utilize him. I mean, this is my thing. This is why when we talk about like, hey man, we just need a quarterback that can get it to the guys. Like when you got the talent around it, I can't. I'm frustrated. I can't say some things, but I'm just telling. I'm jazzed up. I'm excited that things are coming together. I even told Coach last night. I was like, I don't know what it is, but y'all got an aura and a confidence. I was like, maybe y'all just don't know what the hell's about to happen. Y'all feel pretty good about what we're walking into. But
yeah, confidence breeds confidence, man.
There's a swagger. Yeah. Again, I don't know. I'm not saying this to be like scared or afraid to stand on things. I have stood on plenty of opinions this year. I'm not ready to cash the check just yet, but I think I've done pretty well with my takes. I'm just saying, I've been pretty spot on with a lot of my takes, but that's okay. Yeah. Again, the thing is, there's the unknown of college football is always in the far distance. Like I just don't know how the other side is going to pan out. And look, an entire 6 months, you live in an echo chamber, and you may think you got what it has, but it's just hard to really know. Real quick, Army Sniper, I need the number, man. I'm not going to say my number on air, but email me, Bubba. I lost your number, too. So
you don't want to say your number on air?
I missed. No, yeah, that's on you. You can.
Are you want on the ground pictures and stuff?
If you need Steve's number, that's on the internet. I'm not going to put mine out there. Email me, bro.
Call me now.
Yeah, at hightossports2@gmail.com. Well, hilarious. If you guys did get a chance to get it, Steve is calling those people back. So get.
I have. Yeah, I've called everybody back. Called every last one of them.
I love it. 800 people strong in here. Be sure to smash the like button and subscribe. Good to see all of you guys. We got a lot of super chats. We got a lot of love. We got a lot to go over, but we're kind of cooking and rock and rolling here. But I'm very excited. His exact quote from Summerall, I was jacked in regards to the O-line playing their best scrimmage. So, and he said it, and I said it like 2 weeks ago. I was like, y'all keep arguing about off the quarterback, which is fine. Reasonable argument. But I was like, the offensive line is what concerns me. If that thing isn't where it needs to be or even close to sniffing what it needs to be, we are in deep, deep shit. Yeah. And I like the fact that there was some, some growth in that. I want to talk about Kermani here in just a minute because he brought him up. Similar to the Bryce Lovett situation, which I found intriguing.
Can I just say this, though? It's great going into the fall camp and the things that you need to work on, you get a chance to see it get shored up. Not saying that it's flawless, not saying that it's not a room to concern anymore, but you live for the day that you can say, damn it, you guys had a great showing. It's coming together. You know what I mean? So hats off to those guys, to the offensive line for putting in the work, hats off to Coach Troutwine for getting in they behind and trying to get the best out of these guys. And shout out to Coach Summerall for, you know, putting emphasis on that. And it was night and day to me from the spring game, for sure.
And look, I'm excited you get to go. We're going to talk more about your time at the spring game. we're not going anywhere anytime soon in regards to that. But we got some super chats. 10 Jules hiding $2. We pay for an hour, too. Don't short train. I promise you, we're not going to be able to. We have a lot.
We appreciate you, Eric.
Yeah, we won't shortchange you. We love Champ. We love Champ from Brad Jones. $5.
Brad, I love y'all too, man.
I love it. $10 from Eugene. Quarter one, was Coach White running base D or was the line facing full package? We'll get into that. We're going to get into that. It's a great question. He's talking about, I think, the scrimmage kind of was defense full sending it, which, great question, Eugene. $10 from Bo. Shut Bo nose. I understand Fowler start and he knows the system. I'm very curious about the O-line. I think we just answered that, Bo. $2. For the Corey knows body. All right. Come on, guys. Goodness gracious. $5. Support the quarterback no matter who it is. Oh, my gosh. Back to back. Good Lord, brother. Listen.
Do I address the elephant in the room?
Our guy Dan is here for State of Miguel. Listen, I got nothing but love for those guys.
Listen. I love Dan. I love Nick. I love the work that they've put in, man. Very stand-up guys, man. So, y'all, please don't harass the full State of Miguel crew. Those guys, Dan, you know, the work that he's put in over the years, he deserves to be celebrated along with the rest of Gator Media people. So, Dan, Nick, I love you guys. You know, that's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, wild situation. It's coming, you know, insecurity will eat a grown man up. So that's kind of how it rock and roll sometimes. $5. Yeah. What's up, fellas? Champ from the squad. Who would have a chance to play on the 06 squad? Who from the squad would have a chance to play? Ooh, that's a good question.
A couple of those guys, man.
Graham in a heartbeat.
A couple of those guys. Some of those guys are young, so I would have took some of the younger
all
guys.
All of them unique on that team.
Put them under our wing and, you know, fed them some of that hot pepper, give them some tenacity, and, we'd have some of the guys rocking and rolling for sure.
It's tough. It's crazy to think about. Like, man, when you think about who could start, I think Miles Graham would play. I don't know if he would start, but he would play. I think Ball would be actually probably like the.
Ball definitely would have played for sure.
It's because the running backs from that team were a little bit just different compared to what Ball provides.
Definitely Ball all day.
My gut says one thing from Anthony, but I trust the staff. If I'm Team Philo going forward, but the leash is short. Good man. And he's a guy that's been obviously on Team Tremel, so good stuff there.
I'm not discounting the guys that's in the room. The guys that's in the room making these decisions, brother. The University of Florida is a very prestigious school and has high demands on you. You're not just going with somebody just for the hell of going with them. So I'm a roll with them, and I pray everything works out and go our way. I'm rooting for Philo as if he's our starting quarterback, guys. He going into game one as our starter. We should hope the world. I hope he throw for 700 yards and 13 touchdowns if he could. All right.
Amen.
Bottom line.
No, I agree. My thing is like again, when we said team Tremel and Team Philo, was never like it's like versus each other. It was like, hey, here's what we think we'll win it, and like we had fun with it.
It's a competition.
Now at this point, it's like, well, it's rocking with Philo until it's not. Like, it's pretty easy. I thought it was. Again, that's what happens when you've got spring ball. You got orange on blue crime. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it rock and rolls. 11 months, go Gators, go high top. My man, Anthony. Look, I've always appreciated Anthony. Like, he comes in with his hot, heavy takes, and I've learned to respect him. He takes it. We keep on moving. So I really appreciate Anthony. He's not afraid to say what he feels and doesn't shy away from it. And then when he feels like, hey, this is how it's going to rock and roll. I wouldn't say he's wrong.
Shout out Anthony, yeah.
And I don't think anybody's won the debate yet, because there's still time to be told. That's why I said I'm not really kind of like holding my flowers like told you so, because it's still very early in my opinion. This thing could really flip on its head very quickly. I think that Summerall made a business decision, like we said, and like, hey, this is the best place for us to go, which is kind of where my gut's been feeling this whole time. It's like, I just don't think that Tremel has snatched it away from him. And if he was, it would have been announced already, and it wasn't.
For sure.
So GMFG for hit that like button for 34 months. Andrew, LFG, I don't care who takes snaps. I agree. I love it. 48 months. 47 months. Who is ready for some football? Rob Little. Who you telling? Sparkles.
We getting real close to that time, man. Everything is turning upside down, so you know football is right around the corner.
I love it. Well, 3 weeks show. Week three will show what Philo's all about. Agree. Look, I said it to you. I said FAU is going to throw some smoke. Like it's, I think early on there's going to be, it's going to be kind of USF like. Like we should dominate, but they're going to be able to hold their own for a short period of time, and we might get a small sliver of what we think it could be. So let's hold it accountable. This game, like this isn't like an LIU or a Campbell's. Like FAU is like what USF was a couple weeks ago. The results should not be the same, but FAU's quarterback's kind of a dude. So this could be.
We're not going to go in there in this game and show our total package of what everything we have to offer. We should be able to beat these guys off of who we are, talent, and being tenacious and making no mistakes and playing hard. But we don't have to go out there and reveal our whole playbook and our whole hand of everything we have to offer. This is the time for us to shore up some weekends, work on things that we need to work on. We're going to be put in stressful situations to see how that turns out. But with all that being said, I expect us to beat these guys handedly, even with all that going on.
Agreed. I think we might get a little – we could get some taste. We can get some flavor.
A small taste. But it better not be nothing bigger than that.
You know how I know that Cowboys – it's Monday night, and there's over 800 people in here hanging out with us.
Yeah, smash the like and subscribe, man.
That's when you know you're thriving, right? Like when football, everyone's like, all right, summer's over. We got a quarterback today. Like, what's happened? Where are we at with it? So everyone's trying to get like a kind of caught up with it. That there's obviously the gurus that have been here, the junkies have been here all off season. Yeah. They know what's up, but
it's fresh news. But things are gonna quiet down within this week, but we'll have football to thanks for the I call everybody back, brother.
Unbelievable.
This must be my guy from Tallahassee.
Can I tell the story you told me?
Which one?
About the we know who he is, not like just about the phone call or no?
I don't know which one, but go ahead.
Ben Chase texted you, but you didn't have Ben's number saved. So you called Ben and they were having a full blown convo.
I was just rambling. He's like, this is Ben. I said, oh, I just started laughing. I had no idea. I'm just calling back random people that, end up texting me.
I love it. Funny how our only New Jersey, our new jury is. Or new injury as a Colt. God, look at that. I mean, a blender there. Yeah, the new injury with Dallas Wilson. Yeah, only Colts. No, good. Knock on wood, man.
Fantastic news, brother.
Got overlooked.
Yeah, nope. Super fantastic news to make it out of the camp with a cold.
Literally. Everyone had it, too. I slept it off today, thankfully. But
Yeah, my kid's been rotating with it, too, so.
Philo gets snapped once, all that's guaranteed. That's kind of how I looked at it, too. Like, at that point, it's open for a thing. Stay by your phones. Come on, D-Dub. Let's go. I really wanted TJ to win, but as a fan, I and everyone else has to get behind their selection. And GMFGO, as usual, great show. You guys are the best. Ira Jones, my man. Hey, look, I think that's what it is. Like,
thank you.
We all had our feelings. I had my opinion of what it wasn't necessarily what I wanted. I hope I make that clear. It doesn't really matter. But it was what I thought would happen just based on what I consumed and the things that I know. And so I'm like, oh, what about all the interceptions? I was like, look. Those things had to be taken with a grain of salt, in my opinion. You may see otherwise, and that is what it is.
You're making an educated guess.
Yep, that's all that was. That's all it was. $10. Stand firm in what you believe. The things worth fighting for rarely come easy. Hold your ground, trust your heart, never back down, or make your account private.
Juju the Guru always coming through dropping gems. We appreciate you, Juju the Guru. Thank you, man. You guys are funny, bro.
This is a great take too. I'm realistic. We'll need both quarterbacks for a long season. Agreed. And I think that was such a big component of like, look, although Philo may have been the dude, the fact that he kept it like it's anybody's game of like, hey, I'm gonna probably need both y'all cats. So you want to lock the hell in. Was important. $5. Props to this transparency and handle things as they should be. I'm Team Jones, but I totally understand. Keep killing a high top. Gator Zig, appreciate it, man.
For sure. Appreciate
healthy conversation is all that I'm here for. So again, sometimes it gets a little obviously personal. mainly me and Cody. I don't, Steve and I don't really
work out about it. I'm a little more level head. Listen, I'm not down on many hills, brother. There's a lot of things that go into football and making decisions that I don't expect the average person to see. But if you know, I don't expect them to see. But there's a lot of team chemistry, building the team, how that affects everything. I think Coach has been as transparent as possible, and even more so, more transparent than we ever seen from a head coach at Florida. And so if people can't take that and appreciate that, I don't know what to tell them. I know we've been hurt, and it hasn't been going our way, but we got to appreciate what we have and keep the energy high and support these boys so we can go out here and kick some ass.
I got Surly. He texted me. Army Surly.
Awesome.
I miss that guy. Love him to death. Love him to death. Shout out to Army Sniper. The guy's been watching since literally day one. Literally. Like, that guy's a crazy, crazy supporter. Yeah. Like, psycho.
Great to have you back.
Yeah, love that guy.
Mission completed.
Yeah. Real quick, this show is, of course, brought to you by Prize Picks, boys and girls. Use that code HMA. Play $5. Get $150 if you win. College football season has arrived, boys. It is the week. It is here. I was gonna do baseball, but F it. We're gonna rock and roll, baby. We're this weekend. Where is it at? College football. Steve, I'm gonna let you pick, big dog.
Find somebody from FS Pool and hit less. Anybody from FS Pool hit less. Somebody, just one for me.
All right, we'll take Ash and Daniels less. I'm cool with that. I love it. Emotional pick. I'm always for it. Yeah. Those are my favorite kind. All right. What else? You're a nut.
Who they playing? Let's go more.
All right. We do more on their quarterback.
Yeah, more on that.
You wild, dog. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, I take those two for sure. Sign me up ASAP.
You're crazy, bro. I love it. We back, baby. It's football season. If you've ever followed a lineup, that is the one to follow right there, boys and girls. Get up after it. We're locking it in.
Will be hate watching this game for sure.
That's incredible. Prize Picks, boys. Use that code. Download the app below using the link. Again, we're gonna be rock and roll with them all season long. Cannot wait to get our picks out there. In regards to the entire college football season, it should be a blast.
It's good to be right.
It is good to be right, baby. It is good to be right. Great stuff. Sure. Great stuff. All right, so let's talk about me. Let's talk about you guys are crushing the super chats. I love y'all. Trust some lawyers. Go Gators. $2. The Raven. We're the tailgate on Saturday, Sheldon. I got to get that up on the website so you guys can go find it. There's an address. It's right by the law building. I put the address. I haven't put the address out, so we don't have it yet. But that reminds me, I've got to get working and rolling on that. It's been a busy couple of days. Apologies. Have a great night, everyone. You're good, Junior. All right. So let's talk about this. Kermani was somebody he brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was, intrigued with because we haven't heard a lot of them. We've heard it's been kind of whatever. And it kind of like what he said is kind of what has been Kermani's career. He's like when he's on, he's exceptional. He's lights out. Problem is, though, is that it's the consistency. Very similar to what he said about Bryce Lovett a few weeks ago. So I found that as a calling upon us Gator fans. Bullying works. Healthy bullying. I'm like, we got to call Kermani out. Big dog. Like, what's up? Like, that has been a consistent. The only thing consistent with Kermani has always been like all the talent in the world.
For sure.
Got more talent in his thumb than all of us in this chat combined. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's always been up here for him. And we've seen him kind of come over these hurdles and these battles. But in the fact that we were kind of complimented, and I've been very complimented of Kermani, big fan of him and the things that he's been able to accomplish. I think that it gets overlooked sometimes with these with college kids because of the situation that they're in, that there's expectations of them just be ready to rock and roll. But that man went through a ringer. Like, in all reality, to be considered one of the, these top-tier high school recruits, you got the world, the palm of your hands. You go to Colorado, you get thumped in the nuts, in all reality. Yeah. And very easy for you to fold and quit. You come as a walk-on. Like, that's very humiliating given what it was 2 years ago to really come back. Like, I admire the hell out of that.
For sure.
And I think that John is kind of like, look, the comeback story is cute, but you still are a five-star dude that's got to look at it. Like, I still need to see that. Yeah. I don't need to see like, woo, you made it. No, we're paying you like a five-star top 100 recruit. I need you to start acting like it.
Yeah. The thing I love about Coach Summerall is he's a football guy, right? Mm. He's played the game. He's a football guy. And that sometimes allows you to know your flock. You know what I mean? You got to know the guys and how to get the best out of them. You got to get the lemonade from the lemon. And I think putting him on the spotlight is probably going to do more justice for him. Coming into the scrimmage, I noticed that he was with the second team unit. And so for Coach to come out and speak about him is more so of a challenge. And I think sometimes a lot of guys play better from that underdog role where you feel like you still have to prove yourself. Some guys, when they get up, they feel like they've arrived or may not even feel like that, but sometimes they level of competitiveness kind of tapered off. They feel like, okay, I'm here. I can just kind of cruise. But if a coach know you have more in the tank and they want to see you be great, they're going to put you in that spotlight. But you got to know your guys. You got to be a football guy to know how you can handle each person in each situation, because some guys crumple under pressure. Some guys, if they hear the coach talk about, oh, he don't like me, man. He doing this. He doing that. Or are you going to rise to the occasion? Are you going to trust that he knows what he's looking for and he knows what he believes that he's seeing you? He just haven't quite hit that mark, but he wants to see you get there. And so sometimes things like that happen. And I think Cromani will rise to the occasion. He has all the ability and talent in the world. I don't think it's a knock on him about what's happening, but more so trying to get the greatness out of him.
No, I agree. And again, the quote exactly was, his best is unbelievably good. His consistency has to elevate. And, mm-hmm. and agree, again, I think he has definitely been on a mission of calling players out. Like you said, like he's
you got to know you guys. You got to know your flop.
Yeah. And it's worked. I mean, Hezzy Kent, it's worked on. Bryce Lovett, it appears to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
LJ McCray was a big one. That was project number one. Uno, you know, number one.
For sure.
We don't hear things from guys like Jaden Woods and Jaden Ball. Those guys, and look, not to take away from these other players that we're talking about, but they're already kind of navigating and operating on a very NFL-esque level,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's, I think, I mean, you could probably speak to this, like, just because you're not there yet. Like, I've watched plenty of kind of like the behind the scenes and these Netflix series of players and whatnot. You've got your goofballs, you got your class clowns still part of the team, like that guys that never really elevate. Yeah, that never elevate to being like a true professional. And I'm not trying to say this as like a shot. Yeah. But there's some guys that go in there, like Kevin Carter. Like when we had him, I was like, this guy's been a scientist his whole life.
Yeah, super polished.
Yeah, like he's just one of those dudes. And like for me, I don't think I would ever be a Kevin Carter. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely more in the class clown group. And those guys probably like we almost get under the skins of those polished guys because we don't kind of follow the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of just again, I'm a golf course. I've always kind of been like that. Like, I'm not really kind of like the most. But if you see my outfits, like, I don't like kind of. I'm not always like too buttoned up and like.
Yeah.
I don't have like the golf aura. Like I
had my shoes off, Shelton, so I understand.
But we have fun. We're able to hold our own. So you kind of earn the respect in a different way. It's fun to watch. And I feel like that's the kind of those guys of like, Kermani may never be like the most polished guy in the room and like leading a room, but cornerbacks aren't like cornerbacks and wide receivers. Those are your prima donnas. I don't need you to be like this buttoned up. Like I need you to be a little crazy. Like you gotta have some swagger.
Yeah. A little edge, for sure.
Yeah. So how do we, you know, corral that swagger? And for it, like, hey, just because you're not, like, I don't need you to be this. Like, Dallas Wilson is like the perfect example of what I'm describing. His energy, bro.
Through the roof.
Like, it's like the right amount of goofy, but then like the switch turns on where he just is a killer.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to go back and forth the way that he does.
And you don't want to interrupt that type of energy. Like, you want him to, you know, do his thing and be able to make it long. But you don't want to interrupt that type of energy, for sure.
Amen to that. The reason I left you, real quick, Art, my guy.
Hey!
Hey, my guy. This is my best friend. Relax.
Let's go.
My guy sent me this, and I've been saving it because he sent me four. And I'm not saying that as like a shot, but I was like, I need more Cool J. We got to figure out like a monthly subscription.
Cool J.
My son's slurping it down. I was like, I kept like, I'm like, bro, back off. He's like, Daddy, share. I'm like, you're right, but back off. I only got four of them, bro. So I've had watermelon and pineapple, and I've saved. There's a beets one in there. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tiptoeing around that one, all right?
Dive in.
I know. I'm excited to get into it. Just hasn't been my first pool.
Yeah.
Now I got to wait. I'm kind of pissed. I wish I would have been not frozen. Guys, Cool J, go check out the website. This stuff's incredible. Like, literally live and die by this shit. Like, it's so good.
It's so cool good. Juice is in the building, man. We'll be up there first game, man. He'll be
it's
bringing
so
juice,
good.
Brother.
I like Kenny was kind of hyping me up, but Kenny just be saying shit to say shit sometimes.
Right, you're like, all right, okay.
Yeah, Kenny. He's like, I had a whole thing sent to my house, and I was like, bro, you're wild, dude.
Yeah,
I had one out to the golf. I texted you. I was like, I need one sent to my. I need a package.
Yeah.
Bro, it got delivered like 5 a.m. and like this like big ass like cooler looking thing. I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah,
this
no, I got to keep it fresh, man. It's all natural, so therefore. You know, the shelf life, you got it. You want it. It has to be fresh, brother. We'll never send you something that's going to send you to the hospital. So
thank you. It's incredible. Big fan. And again, the reason I love being able to work with people like this that are going to have like just such awesome product and obviously great people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's way cooler than you, but it's still
for sure.
It's
his name is Cool J. He's got
true.
Cool juice out. It goes true. With the name. No lie. He's the most popular person from my hometown.
He's incredible. His energy is infectious.
Since a kid, he's been like that. People gravitate to him. And, that's my brother for sure.
Let's talk defense now from the scrimmage. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's interesting. We talked a little bit about this morning, but there was only two people that were at the scrimmage. Now, I mean, there may have been, like, other people, but, like, from, like, I would say, like, from, like, your group of people, like, past players and
mm-hmm. –
And fans, I guess you could say, had to watch it from the up top into the, not even the stands, but in the Champions Club.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah.
You were boots on the ground on the football field for floor level. Yeah. So we talked about, because that Tremelo interception, which a lot of people talked about it, but you were there, so you heard the whistle be blown. My question, I think a lot of people for you is, and I kind of did that breakdown of the defense a little bit with Miles Graham, looked very base. The defense got torn up. John said it at last night at dinner. He said it again today. Like, he was very displeased with how the defense played.
Mm-hmm.
You have some insight on, like, hey, I don't feel like they're sending the full buck. Although they may have been getting beat on the line still, because that's kind of what he alluded to. They were still running it all over them, regardless mm-hmm. if they were playing a limited playbook or not. It felt like they were just getting bullied last night, from my understanding. But your take on that?
Listen, I'm not to make light of – how they play. You want to put guys in stressful situations, right? The defensive line up front, those guys were flying off the ball, getting max penetration and stuff, but the ball wasn't per se coming to the middle of the field for them to just make these plays. So you're relying on anchors and other stress points in your defense to get their assignment done. And they might be out of position, but you still got to make these plays happen. And so I think it was a great opportunity for him to have teach tape to get these guys fired up. And the way the defense had been dominating in the spring, the last scrimmage, you want to make sure that these guys don't think it's a cakewalk. Not saying it was scheme for them to fail, but it was scheme. I would say any play you run on defense, you got to make the play. I don't care if I'm in space and I'm trying to tackle the best running back in the nation. You got to make the damn play. Right. So no matter how it looked, you got to make those plays. But I wouldn't just say it was because the defense sucked. Though these guys were doing what they need to do. The offense just made the better play in those situations, though I do feel like they were in high stress situations, or I feel like Brad White could have attacked them differently or blitzed differently. But I don't think that's what was called for today. And also, you coming out of the last scrimmage, you want to make sure that some of these guys are healthy. Like, I mean, it's not like the game is on the line and we're down by 6 and it's the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left and we got to get a turnover and you finna be sending the house and you want a guy to just run through the guard full speed at linebacker and knock his helmet off on the blitz. We're not doing all that going into this last spring game. And so, but I understand the urgency for the coach to get on those guys, and you got great teach tape. You want to put your guys in position to show them what can happen. Every defense has a weakness, right? And if you're trying to expose that weakness, you're trying to show them how to work through the weakness. And if you're not there just yet, or you make that mistake, then I can nail you for it. So when it comes around next time, you have a better adjustment on the play. And so I know some of the stuff in the back end, guys miscovered. They wasn't overly communicating. They should have been in certain positions. But up front in that part of the game, I think those guys, they did what they needed to do, but there were lapses. But they did what they needed to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, look, and I think there has to be a little bit of credit to the offense. You and I have talked about Buster kind of going left and right and kind of keeping these guys on their heels as best as they can. So there is that combination. So if you're able to have, and I mean, think about it. Buster is able to kind of scheme around the defense before when it was ass. Right? Like we heard, like you talk to players and how they kind of kept them on their heels. Man, they kept going left to right. Like we're going to run left to right. Then like coach knew like, hey, I have weaknesses, so I'm going to do this. Well, now I got strengths. So now I can attack you a couple different ways. So
And I don't think I'm saying too much. The spring game offense wasn't this last scrimmage offense.
Looked better, right?
Not even that. It looked better. The calls and what they were doing was a different setup. You know what I mean?
Sure.
With the spring game, we've seen a lot of dink passes going to the wide receiver screens. They making a play, cutting up the field, all this stuff. This scrimmage, more passes going down the field a little more get to your second, third read, not just hurry up and get the ball out of your hand. So it was a whole different
time,
whole different flow for the offense. So in my football imagination, when this thing comes together, a lot of people are going to be off balance. We could throw a lot of things at them and be successful in a lot of different ways. And if you combine the spring game with this last scrimmage, to me, in my mind, it's going the offense is going to be elite, having people gas, looking for oxygen tanks on the sideline.
These are good things to hear. The other big thing that we talked about, which I thought was really good, again, here's the thing, and I'm being reserved only. I know naturally we pump the Disney, we pump the Kool-Aid. It's very easy to do that. I think we've been pretty
Mooska,
good.
Mooska, Mickey Mouse. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think we've done pretty good on, you know, at least pushing back and bringing up question marks when needed, right? I think that we've done our best as we can as being Gator homers, if you will. But another thing he said was, look, the SEC officiating crew said, he goes, like, you guys look exceptional. The crew said this to coach. Says, you guys, they weren't there last week. I guess John said that to them.
Because yeah, he ripped them. Yeah, he ripped the team last week about the procedural penalties and all that stuff.
Yeah, but no delay penalties, false start dramatically improved, cleaner operations, official themselves noticed him. This is, he goes, y'all playing some really clean football, was the quote he said from the official. So, look, those are small things. Like, the little things that kill yourself, it seems like we're doing well. And again, those are things that we struggled for the last couple of years. Listen, so
I'm glad you called that out, because that was fantastic. The fact that the referees mentioned it, I was thoroughly impressed myself. There were times where I was like, I would have jumped off sides.
Oh yeah, you God. Told me that.
How did everybody hold their water, still look like they're ready? Nobody's lackadaisical. You would think that, oh, so they finna snap the ball. And these guys had flawless operation and look ready at every snap. The way they were in and out of the plays, getting to the ball, being set, being ready. There was no lacking that from either side of the ball. It was great to see operationally how efficient these guys were moving in their timing with tempo and stuff like that, when to use it, how to use it. I was thoroughly impressed. I was thoroughly impressed. I'm like, wow, this – you wouldn't think that we had just got a new coach and a new offensive coordinator. You would have thought that everybody had been in this system for 2 or 3 years.
Again, those are huge compliments to where we needed to be. And again, with the offensive line just kind of coming together right now and being able to stay disciplined.
And it's early. Now, it's early. We still got to go and win games.
Sure.
I'll just give him my –
yeah, no,
from what I saw,
the best we can
in the timeline for how fast things are getting turned around. I think these guys are doing this for sure.
Yeah, he spoke about the D line room, which I don't think this comes to a surprise. We've had plenty of conversations about the defensive line. Look, it's ridiculously competitive, and look, we've heard about the quarterback room being competitive. I don't think these two competitiveness are in the same category. I think when he says. And that's what we've talked about. Is the quarterback room maybe competitive, but is it a competitive mids? Like, where is the competition level? When he says this defensive line room is ridiculously competitive, I think it's the utmost compliment to what they have on that defensive line talent-wise. And we've talked about it, right? It's like, hey, who's your breakout guy? I'm like, well, I think Kendall Gorville can be a dude. I think DK Kala can be a dude. I think Emmanuel Brove could be a dude. We know what McLeod and Mabacho can do. We already know they're dudes. We know Bet's a dude. Lyons is coming into his fourth year. And then if you're going to include the edge rushers into that with Woods and LJ and Cam James, I mean, dope.
Listen, these guys are going to be able to rotate and be fresh. that's what you want. You want a group of guys that's going to be able to rotate and be fresh and eat. And they're playing, they're cohesive as a unit. Like, if these guys know, hey, I'm gonna have somebody behind me that can give me a burn. So let me go give 3-4 plays all out, 110%. And if I need to tap my helmet for a breather, the next guy is going to be able to come in the game and do the same thing. And when you get that going, you have a chance to have a great defensive front. And we kind of had that in our 06 year. We had guys where we could rotate in and out and get the job done. Of course, we lost some towards the end of the season. But whenever you can get that going and these guys buying into each other, there's no egos on who's the starter, knowing that, hey, we all one unit. Somebody has to go start. But I'm right there whenever you need a breather, and we're going to go rock out and just smash people all together. The mentality is smash. As long as your defensive line want to smash and all on ready to smash people, you're good to go.
That seems to be the kind of the vibe from campus smash mouthing. So we got some more switch outs that I keep.
Yeah, big guys don't hit nothing. We smash everything.
Braden Troutwine, 10 jewels. Shout out. I believe it's Troutwine's son. $2. High Tide Boys, stay hot. Champs Corner is the spot number one.
Anthony Pons, major love, boss.
It's all right, I guess. $10 for Gator Gang. You skipped my free membership chat, though. Thought we was better than that. I look at that. We are better than that. I would have not missed it. I did miss a T-Dub $5 super chat, which I'll have to do. I don't see the free one. Pissed you're not tailgating Ole Miss game. I was bringing brisket. 3, everybody quit bitching at the quarterback. You're cheering game one. Amen to that.
Listen.
Into that.
Still bring the brisket. I'll take it.
Gator Jeremy, my man. I feel left out not giving a super chat. Go Gators. P.S. I got newer, bigger, better. Ah, oh, jeez. I have your eyebrows on Amazon. FAU tailgate debut uploading. This is gross. The chair reminds me of my buddy. Is this a thing? This chair reminds me of my buddy Don Keita. I'm afraid to say it out loud.
Yeah. There's no in there.
No, it is. I hear it. I almost said it.
You hear
it. Yeah, I got it. I said it in my head. I'm not reading it. I used to be a sucker for those. Champ, what's your take on the NFL players going back to college? In my opinion, I hate it. $5.
It is weird. It is funny. But I just made a post on my page about how my rookie year went in with the Denver Broncos. And had they released me and after everything we went through and told me that I was going to be on practice squad, I'd have been back in Gainesville for the 2007 Gators, and we would have went back to back 06-07.
Yeah, it's because, like, as a player, you look at it much differently. Like, maybe as a fan, you can kind of see the frustration. Yeah. My thing is, like, look, like, it's annoying as hell. It's very weird.
No, it is.
But, again, everyone's kind of getting pissed. I'm like, LSU was like, F you, you're not going to do anything. And I'm like, I was – gonna say it before it happened. I was like, somebody's gonna do it.
Coming off a championship, and they like, hey, you got a year to go back, and they just put you on practice squad.
And paying you the way they're paying you.
Sign me up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, to be able to come back in college where you're living, like you're the man on campus again.
They're making more than I made as a free agent. My signing bonus, I got the highest signing bonus they can give. It was $30,000. I was the highest paid free agent. I had a three-year contract. I think it was like $1.2 million or something like that. And I got a $30,000 signing bonus. I take it to the bank. Ooh, I got $30,000. I give it to the bank. They're like, here goes your $17,000. I'm like, wait, hold on. What did y'all do to deserve $13,000 out of my check? So it was pennies. Those guys are making way more than that. And if I had signed that, and I had a chance to come back for one more year on a championship team, I know they were going to pay me way more than that contract. And I would have been able to boost my stock a little bit more and prove to them that I wasn't a knucklehead. A lot of my stuff came from red flags and having kids in college and being from the Coconut Grove and getting in trouble, going to jail, all this other stuff. So they're like, we don't know if we want to trust Steve with no money.
I think, don't be mad at the players. Don't be mad at even the coaches or the teams doing it. Like, we can be. I get it. But it is
crazy, though. I mean, just knowing the type of advantage that you get for bringing somebody back like that and saying, hey, so what? He going to come line up over your freshman center. it's like, damn. You got sophomores and true sophomores starting that guard. You may have a red shirt freshman center. And you got this guy who's in the NFL that's coming back to line up over him at nose guard. It's nuts. It's ridiculous.
LSU's going all in on their NFL team. Hey, John was asked about that. Do you plan to go to the NFL for any talent? And he goes, we've tracked all of it. We're following all of it. We've had conversations with some people, but Florida hasn't found a fit yet. So, look, you have to know what's going on.
Yeah,
right?
You can't be extra no.
Yeah, you can't just say no because you don't agree with it. Like, if it's part of the landscape and it's being allowed, you got to at least have a pulse on it. So I appreciate the answer. So
and it's each position is going to vary for who's going to come back and make an impact like that. A defensive lineman is easier for you to come back and make an impact. You going smashing down blocks, one-on-one blocks, scoop blocks, double teams. You already know the blocks you're going to be getting. So to kind of learn the playbook as a defensive lineman is way easier than at any other position at this juncture, trying to come in and play right away in the season starts Saturday.
Well, he said, look, they better be damn good if I'm going to cut a guy that's already out here. So, like, that's the other thing, too. Like,
yeah.
LSU's got to take a look into.
I mean, you make it to the NFL, you can't be that far off of being good enough to play again in college.
I agree. To Flow State from If You Hate a Podcast, my boy Sean. Don't forget about Five Star. I'm not going to do it. I have. I'm not going to take the bullet here. All right. Unless I know all of our Five Stars, so you're not going to get me on some made up name. Sean from Mr. Two Bits, aka Mr. Two Brows. Mr. Two Brows, I can do it.
I would have pronounced it wrong, and it would have never came out how it's supposed to sound anyway.
That's true. 10 Jewels have poop. Gifted a one High Tops worth membership. Hell yeah, Ira. Appreciate you.
Ira.
A lot of negativity, complaining, crybaby, MFers in the chat. $5. That's how it is, Triple OG. Sometimes it'd be like that. $20. The cream rises to the top and winning cures a lot. Work them silly, Gators. Hell yeah.
For sure. Appreciate
I love that. Juiced up today. I think that's all I had in regards to. I'm not missing anything, right?
I don't know. Are you?
I mean, we talked a lot. I'll share this in case nobody's seen it yet. I'm proud of it, so that's why I'm gonna kind of show it off for just a quick second because it's freaking sick as hell. That's
dope, brother. Man, yeah, big time. Dope. I'm so happy for you to get that opportunity as a Gator fan, man. It's very rare. This will be one of the rarest photos in Gator history in the next 10 years.
It really is. Again, like, all three of them haven't been in the same room, I think, outside of one other time.
Yeah.
And just last night, in case you guys don't know, I went to the Florida Legends event last night. Brian, the gentleman standing next to me, the owner of Alma Mater, who I love
Brian, man.
That's my hot date right there, as you can see. We were phenomenal.
Yeah, you got pretty dapper.
Yeah, we were dappled up. And then shout out to him, Brian, dude. He hand-painted, I said this morning, I'm going to say it again because it's incredible what he did. Hand-painted four footballs for each individual player with, like, their face, like, as a player, and then all three of them on one ball. They all signed the balls and all signed the three ball. And he even agreed to make someone else a Tebow ball because one guy bought the entire collection of balls, 5,000 for Steve and Warfel and 10,000 for Tebow's ball, and then another 10,000 for a Tebow ball, and then a 10,000 for the big ball. So $40,000, I believe, was the final number.
Man.
Over $40,000 was raised through just the four footballs. There were other things they auctioned off, all going to Isaiah 117 House, which was the same organization that we did our golf tournament for. We did not raise over $40,000. Well, that was just over the ball. They raised a whole lot more than that because the dinner was insane. I talked about it this morning, but I'll kind of talk about it again. I was fortunate enough, not only did I just get to go and have dinner and hang out with all these people, we walked in, we took this photo, and I was like, cool, the night's made. Like, at this point, like, everything else is carry on top. But I also, we get brought into a room. There was a Warfel room, a Tebow room, and a Spurrier room. I had no idea these guys were going to be in the room eating dinner with us. So we happen to have a seat in the Warfel room. Warfel sits down. I'm like walking to my seat. I happen to sit next to him. I was trying to give it to Brian. Brian's like, take it, like, sit down. So I sat down and had Brian with Danny. I mean, there's other people there, but with Danny Warfel, like, literally
had on my side. Yeah.
Had dinner with him. It does look like it's AI. I don't blame you. It does look AI.
Yeah, it's high quality camera.
It was awesome. Danny's great. Like, we've had an interaction, so he knew who I was. So it's kind of cool. Like, it wasn't like I'm just like a kind of geek, although I was geeking out. He asked about High Top, which was sick.
Yeah, you arrived, Sheldon. Yeah, you arrived at Gator Nation. Full fledged and stamped.
Coach John, obviously, he was there. I went and said hey to him. I felt more like John. What makes John so great is I walked up to him like I've known this guy forever. Like, it was so cool. And he welcomed me in like he knew me forever. Tebow was great. Again, in that atmosphere at that point, like, I could tell these guys were exhausted. Got a picture with him. Got an autograph from he autographed this photo, not this particular one, but the one they printed out for us, which I thought was really cool. Like, to me, that's it's invaluable. Like, it's my now it's my new favorite piece. Because, I mean, it's one of a kind photo, and then to have it signed was really cool. So
yeah, you got
to
frame that thing, man.
Oh yeah, no question. I might go to Brian and see have him frame it, because they do a great job. Him and his wife do. With framing great stuff as well too. So, hell of a night, hell of an opportunity. The food was great. The just obviously what it was for was fantastic. Got a picture with the Heisman. Like, it's kind of like the whole thing was like, it felt surreal. It happened so fast. It just didn't feel real.
Listen, man, you deserve it, man. You've been putting in a lot of work for Gator Nation. So it's no surprise that of the doors that are opening for you, man, with all the work you put in and support and repping the brand and, you know, pushing it forward, man. So you definitely deserve it.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, it was very cool. Good week for the High Top boys. You obviously had a fantastic night at the scrimmage, and then that kind of capped it off on Sunday night. So
who's all that? Austin in the chat. Yeah, I definitely will be at the tailgate for sure.
Yeah, I was about to pull that up. Let's re-sign Pitts, Trask, and Champ. Yeah, we'll bring them all back. He will be the tailgate for the 5th. Yes, he will be there. We'll be ready to rock and roll. So shout out to US Soccer for taking down number 3 FSU in that ass 3-1. Hopping on them early too. So big win there for their new coach. Florida sports are rock and rolling. School's back in session. So exciting stuff. Basketball started so much. Yeah. We arrived, boys.
Listen, I can't wait to come back on here on Monday after a week and break down film and tell y'all what I loved and didn't love. Hopefully there's a lot of love. great times, man.
I put the link in the description. I'll drop
cool juice, baby.
Want to drop it again? Go check
y'all
out.
Yeah, see y'all on the 5th.
See you guys September 5th. We'll see you next Monday too. But y'all be good. Have a great night. Champs Corner closing out. Y'all be good. Be safe. Peace and love, baby.
Go, baby.
Don't wanna sleep in, cause I got something to prove. I gotta take what I hate and finally make a move. I think of you and all the shit you don't